The people responsible for writing Oregon's budget for the next 2 years venture outside the state capitol this week. The Joint Ways and Means Committee, the budget writers from both the House and Senate, hold field hearings to take input on the budget for the two-year biennium starting July 1st. Meetings are tonight at 6:30 at Springfield City Hall, tomorrow at 5:30 at Oregon Tech in Klamath Falls, and Saturday at 12:30 at Grants Pass High School. All of those field hearings are likely to include a number of people with concerns about funding for higher education, a constant source of concern in both of our states. Our guest to talk about this is Tori Uehara, who's the Associated Students of Southern Oregon University, Director of State Affairs, ASSOU Director of State Affairs. Tori, welcome back to the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you. It's my pleasure to be here.
Now, ASSOU already brought quite a crowd up to the Capitol already this session. We got a preview from you before that happened. Tell us a bit about what you did when you were at the state capitol and what the response was.
Yeah, definitely. We went up, it must have been a week ago now, for the university budget hearing in front of Ways and Means. We took about 8 students up there, and we started the process of really giving our testimony of why we think that the legislature really needs to be making a reinvestment in higher education. So we had students from our campus testifying about just the experiences of going through retrenchment, of having to, you know, make the decisions of whether they're going to pay for books or pay for groceries, conversations that we've had many time and time again with them up there. But this weekend will be our next opportunity to really do that. So we're really excited to have another opportunity.
Okay, so we're actually talking about there have been 2 trips to the Capitol, at least, already. So you did the presentation to Ways and Means already, and there was also the rally back in February, wasn't there?
Yeah, so we had the rally in February where we really went up with about 600 students in the Capitol from across the state and really made some noise about the need for a reinvestment in higher education. And we wanted to ensure that they understand that we know that one rally isn't going to change their minds completely and that, you know, it's our responsibility to really come back and continue the conversations. So that's why we went back for the university budget hearing, as well as community colleges had their budget hearing as well. And a whole bunch of community colleges students went up there and testified for that.
When you talk about reinvestment, this is an opposition to a trend that has been going on pretty much since property tax reform passed in Oregon back in 1990. What has been the level of declining state support over the years? I mean, what have you noticed? What's the trend?
Yeah, I mean, we're seeing, I mean, we view it more as how much is our tuition going to increase, right? So we see that across the state, tuition's increasing just over like just amounts that aren't acceptable. At SOU in particular, since about 2001, tuition has increased 80%. And so that's a big number. And we see that effect on students directly every day. Students who are telling us, like, I can't continue my higher education experience, I can't afford it, and are deciding to either leave SOU and go and try to find a job or potentially going back home and living with their parents and stopping their further education. So, you know, I think it's a trend that's really pricing students out of college, and the disinvestment that's happened over the past couple decades really needs to be switched around, and we need to take a new look at higher education and the importance of investing in it.
All right, so there's a couple of reterms. We just talked about reinvestment. Mm-hmm. You also talked about retrenchment briefly, which was, I think, something peculiar to Southern Oregon University in this last academic year. What happened there?
Yeah, so SOU got to a place where, you know, all the disinvestment really put us in a budgetary situation where we couldn't keep our doors open and keep all of our programs running. So we made some cuts to programs, to classes, and, you know, we lost some students in those ways because we were no longer providing the degrees that they wanted to see. And it was definitely detrimental to our campus in a lot of ways. And I would say the main way is the community. You know, our students really came together and got upset and wanted to organize and make changes. But when it comes down to the budget, there's not much more we can do without the support of the legislature. So
in the face-to-faces you've had with the legislature thus far, then, what kinds of responses have you gotten?
Yeah, we get everything from, you know, we understand that it's happening, we're trying our best, to the legislators who attended higher education in a time where you could work 2 part-time jobs and pay for school and be fine. So we get a little bit of support and we get a little bit of opposition of, well, are you all just being lazy and not working jobs? Should you all be focusing more on, you know, finding other ways to pay for your education? Is it really our job to do this? So I think, you know, it kind of depends who we're talking to. But I think they're starting to finally hear our message and starting to really take what we're saying to heart and consider the apparently ridiculous idea of reinvesting in higher education.
But, I mean, they probably present you back with information about the other programs that are also seeking boosts in funding, particularly as Oregon continues to emerge from a recession. I mean, so are there any programs you can point to and say, you know, this one doesn't need as much money, so why don't you put some more into higher education?
You know, we really try not to point fingers. We try to make it more about, you know, higher education needs more funds. It's our understanding of that. It's our job to advocate for that, but it's your job to figure out where it's going to come from and what to prioritize. I would say definitely we could invest less in our prisons and invest more in education, but that's always a controversial topic, and it kind of comes up and, you know, just gets talked about for so long that it kind of gets brushed under the table, so... You know, kind of depends who you talk to.
Higher education funding in Oregon, the topic here on the Jefferson Exchange. Tori Uehara, our guest. She is with the Associated Students of Southern Oregon University, ASSOU. She's the Director of State Affairs. You can join us on the Jefferson Exchange at 800-838-3760 throughout the listening area, 800-838-3760, or send emails to jx@jeffnet.org. Check out Tori's picture on our Facebook page as well. We're also providing some quote support there on Facebook. To let you know about the hearings that are coming up before the Ways and Means Committee, which is a committee of both houses of the Oregon State Legislature. Tonight, Thursday at 6:30 at Springfield City Hall, that'll be over at 8 o'clock. Friday, 5:30 to 7 at the Oregon Institute of Technology in Klamath Falls. And then Saturday, 12:30 to 2 at Grants Pass High School's Performing Arts Center. And that's the one you're planning on attending, Tori?
Yes, indeed.
How many people from Southern Oregon University? And it sounds like there's a mix of students, faculty, staff, administration?
Definitely. So from the student side, we're bringing about 20 students up there to testify and be a part of the hearing. And we have been kind of talking with our administration, staff, faculty, and they're definitely planning on sending some folks as well. So it's going to be exciting.
So is anybody assured, anybody from ASSOU or even anybody from the campus period assured of speaking to the committee? Is there a sign-up? Is it a presentation? Is it an open house? Not quite clear on the format here.
Yeah, so we'll get up to the high school in Grants Pass, and there'll most likely be a line out the door. And first come, first serve, there's a list, and they get through as many testimonies as they can. So we'll be getting there as early as possible to get on that list and be able to have the opportunity to testify.
I was going to say, I imagine there's going to be lots of competition. It seems like everybody who's got any interest in the state budget is drumming up support to get their people out there. Just checking out two or three websites yesterday, there seemed to be quite a few people who are interested in getting people to this meeting.
Yeah, definitely. And I mean, you know, in years past, it's been in Ashland or in Medford and made it a lot easier for us as SOU students to attend. But this year, you know, I think it's Grants Pass's turn, and I think they're excited to have it there, and they're going to have a lot of folks supporting all the different budgetary sides of things on that day.
And just to give a general idea of trends of things, is my understanding is that before property tax reform passed in Oregon in 1990, about 70% of the higher education budget in Oregon came from state support and about 30% from tuition. That's completely switched around. And the last figure I heard for state support was around 13% for the campuses. So it's a very different picture. Is there a particular number you have in mind for the next biennium, for the 2015-2017 biennium?
Yeah, students are really urging our legislature to invest in public universities at a number of $755 million. And, you know, that's an investment that we call the magic number that would help us support our campuses and ensure that the tuition increases that happen on our campuses aren't too high, because that's where we really get stuck as students, is when our tuition increases year to year and we have to take on that extra burden. So $755 million is the number that we really want our legislature to be thinking about and be reinvesting into higher education.
Now, that figure actually has some historical precedent. I see that it's actually about the size of what was allocated in previous years.
I mean, I haven't looked at previous budgets that closely, but it's definitely getting us back up to numbers that we have seen previously that are close to. And I think that it's one of those things where we've seen that divestment year after year, and we're talking about, you know, getting closer to numbers that we had in 2008. And granted, we're, of course, asking for more, but, you know, that's because, you know, we saw a dip in our funding and we need it to get back up there, and you know, we haven't been keeping up with the price of the dollar or with the rate of inflation. So,
well, some of the numbers that have been passed around is that the legislatively adopted budget for higher education in 2007, so 8 years ago, was $693 million. You're asking for $755, which is more than that. But again, you know, with inflation, that probably is about par for the course. But the budget recommended by the co-chairs of Ways and Means, and that includes Peter Buckley from Ashland in the House, is $670 million. So you're shooting $85 million higher than that, probably close to about 15% higher than they're shooting for. Have there been discussions with individual legislators? I mean, you've got Peter Buckley's ear, I assume, because he's from Ashland, so basically across the street from you when he's in town. Has there been much discussion with him in particular?
You know, we talk with Buckley every chance that we get. He spoke at our rally in February and really talked about the importance of a reinvestment in higher education. So I think we definitely have his support, but I think, you know, with anything that has to do with budgets that encompass so many different things, there's a lot of pressure from a lot of different angles and a lot of different folks. So I think that, you know, we're doing our best to keep his ear as close to us as possible and talk to him as much as possible. But, you know, there's definitely that responsibility as a co-chair that we see.
Dori Uehara, again, our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, Director of State Affairs for the Associated Students of Southern Oregon University. We're talking about state funding and the quest for that. Join us on the Exchange with your questions or comments at 800-838-3760 or jx@jeffnet.org. And just again for perspective, $755 million is about 10% of what the K-12 budget number is. So not nearly as much, if people are looking for some comparative figure, not nearly as much being set aside for higher education as for the K-12 budget. And we're talking about seven state university campuses. What else can you do that you haven't done already? It sounds like you've really made every effort that you have before you to be able to contact the people who are in a position to do something about the budget.
Well, you know, we're going to continue to be a part of the conversation in every way we can. So that means that, you know, between now and when they finalize the budget, we'll be in the Capitol. We'll be talking to our legislators. On May 19th, there'll be the Technical Regional University Day in the Capitol. And we're going to go up there and make sure that our voices are heard as the truths. And I think, you know, students have many opportunities to testify, to lobby their legislators. And, you know, we want to ensure that those voices are heard and that we're going to be there. So, you know, we have done all these things before, but we're going to continue to do them because it's important. And, you know, they really do need to hear from us time and time again to remember our voices, our stories, our faces, our experiences. So we're going to be up there until they're done working on it. So we're working as hard as they are to really make sure this budget's really great. So, yeah.
Is there, it sounds like there is a concerted effort, so it's not just the students, you faculty and administration going up as well, too. And it sounds like everybody's together on this one from the SOU campus.
Yeah, from the SOU campus, we've been really working together. You know, students really sat down and thought about what we really needed. And when we realized that our efforts aligned in a lot of ways, not every single way, with our administration and our faculty and staff, we figured that, you know, we're more powerful in our numbers because we don't have money, so we can't utilize that to get what we want. But we're powerful in our numbers, and we're powerful as a community coming from Southern Oregon University. So we've been really working together to ensure that no matter what, we get the numbers that we need to keep SOU being the flagship liberal arts school in Oregon.
We have an email from Amy in Ashland who just asks, where do the students expect the legislature to come up with this money? The state budget is pretty maxed out as is.
Yeah. Amy, we get that question all the time. And you know what? At the end of the day, we expect our legislature to find it. You know, we are students full time. We're working jobs. We're, you know, taking classes that we have so much homework that we barely have time for it. It's not our responsibility to figure out where it's going to come from, but rather inform them what we need. And they're paid and they're in office to figure out where this budget's going to come from and how they're going to make it happen. So that's what I would say.
But you could help the process a little bit, couldn't you, by saying, hey, look, I mean, we found some fat in this part of the budget. You could cut out that and give it to the higher education folks.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely true. And we have conversations like that. But we stick to the conversation around, you know, it's really not our jobs as students to worry about that kind of thing.
All right. Here's a call from Ryan and Eugene. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange with Dori Uehara.
Well, thank you. I commend your sharing of your voice in the process. And you know, one of the things that I'm worried about right now is that whenever the legislature is passing budgets, they're also putting certain strings in it. Outcomes-based education is the current concern that tends to remove managerial flexibility. The other issue, of course, is that SOU is very different than PCC in terms of its funding options, as is Western and Eastern. And And so how do you approach those policy concerns that are embedded in this budget as well?
All right, good question, Ryan. Thanks for that. We will be talking to Ben Cannon in the next segment about the outcome-based funding, but give us your thoughts on that, Tori.
Yeah, I mean, I think that outcomes-based funding has come pretty quickly. We heard about it, and then it was happening, and having big conversations around it.
It's a 4-year phase-in, as I understand it, so it's not all this by any means.
Yeah, definitely. So I would say, in particular, as an SAU student, I see that outcomes-based funding, you know, isn't the best model for SAU, in my opinion. I think that as students who are going to this college because it's close by, it's affordable, it's the one that they have access to, I think when we're, you know, expecting those non-traditional students to, you know, graduate at high rates so that we can ensure that we get our funding, it produces a sadder model. And granted, there's a lot of things that go into this outcomes-based funding model, but at the end of the day, I really ask the question of, you know, do we want to be, you know, bottom-lining our funding with funding based off of degrees, or are we going to just fund based off of, you know, the current model where we're excited when students are just enrolled, taking classes, and becoming a part of the higher education experience. So
the money based on the people who actually get out of here with degrees versus just the people who show up in the first place.
Yeah.
All right. We'll be exploring that in the next segment with Ben Cannon, the Executive Director of the Oregon Higher Education Coordinating Commission. Just a couple seconds left, Tori. You talked about examples where people are weighing books versus groceries. Do you hear that much?
Yes. It's a common experience, in particular now at SAU, what with retrenchment and everything. We're seeing, you know, just some fluctuations in students' abilities to kind of handle all the costs of education. So, you know, they're weighing books that are very expensive versus their groceries. They're weighing tuition versus rent. And, you know, it's a sad thing to see.
Tori Uehara is the Director of State Affairs for Associated Students of Southern Oregon University, speaking at the rally, or at least hopes to, in Grants Pass on, not the rally, it is actually a meeting of the Ways and Means Committee, Saturday at 12:30 in Grants Pass, 5:30 tomorrow in Klamath Falls, and 6:30 tonight in Springfield. Thank you, Tori.